Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hi, welcome to Live Your Love with Alicia Doss. I have the best treat for you. One of my favorite people on the planet is joining us today, Miss Scout LaRue Willis. She is an incredible singer-songwriter, and I happen to know a poet. So I'm going to tell you why you should be as excited as I am, and then we have a really rare treat. Scout's going to sing for us. So let me tell you about Scout. This is the best bio, seriously. Scout LaRue Willis is an artist, musician, and writer, but really she's a magician, a devotee of the muse and Venus herself. Scout rides the emotional waves of life with a seeker's heart and tenderly molds each experience into the perfect offering, her songs. Scout's 2022 self-titled album beckoned us into her temple and bestowed listeners with a treasure trove of rare gems, the type of tracks to keep you company and carry you through your own peaks and valleys. Scout's upcoming album is a brewing storm on the horizon, a coming stampede that will take you on a ride and reconnect you to your deepest pleasures. Her live sets are ceremonial spells, casting cosmic rays that fan the inner flames. Be blessed by her bewitching and angelic gifts, and accept her invitation into your own remembrance. Buckle up, darling, there is so much more to come. So Scout is going to bless us with singing a track from her current album, Scout LaRue Willis, available everywhere song stream, and it's called, appropriately enough, Mysterious Waits. Come on and bless us, sweetie.
This song is called Mysterious Waves, and I wrote it in two different parts. This person I was working with at the time asked me to write a gospel song, and so for me, this is my version of a gospel song. And when I came in to record it, they said, no, I meant with classic gospel chords, so it got thrown out the window for that project. But for me, it still remains one of my favorite songs I've ever written. And I feel really close to spirit when I sing. This song is called Mysterious Ways. Spirit moves at its own pace.
find myself humbled by each lesson I take. From what most would call a mistake, I don't need.
Welcome to Live Your Love. I'm Alicia Doss. This is our beloved Scout LaRue Willis.
Hey.
We have the best show for you. The best show. So I have known this woman for not enough years, but
yeah.
Many years. We supported each other to write poetry.
Yeah.
I may be
wow.
One of the few people who know how incredible your poetry is. I hope you publish a book. One day soon.
Maybe. I had honestly forgotten about that.
Yes. And we did USM. No, I don't think we did one class of USM mm-hmm. together. And you're just an angel. All right, my beloveds, as you know, we always start with calling in the light. So if you're driving, just open your heart and keep your eyes open. If you're not driving, if you would, please just close your eyes and perhaps place your hands on your heart chakra, right in the middle of your chest. And just take a deep breath in and breathe in all the love of the universe. And as you exhale, let go of anything less than love, any negativity or karma. Take in another deep breath and breathe in joy. And exhale anything less. And just keep breathing in love and joy and exhaling anything less than that which is of the divine spirit. Oh, beloved Lord God, we just now open into the light of the Holy Spirit, just asking that any imbalances, negativity, just be taken and transmuted. Now and during this beautiful, blessed offering, as we open as well to the light of the Christ, connecting into the silence, aware of the depth of love, the beauty of the blessings and the heights of spirit available to us. And just now, affirm that we are one. That we are love. That you are the beloved. And just connect heart to heart with each one present, with Scout and I. Be aware of that ring of hearts encircling our planet like a daisy chain, restoring all of us to original innocence and bestowing peace upon our planet. In every way, may this time together, all that occurs, be for the highest good. As we open to the great archangels, to the fairies, to the deep source of nature, by whatever name you call the magic of life, call yourself into that now, knowing that truly we are one heart and one one. It's so be it.
Go on.
So be it.
All right, beautiful. So, your incredible creative gifts, whether it's writing poetry, singing, that's the first time I've heard, but definitely not the last. You sing live. How do you quote the muse? And how do you allow that download?
Honestly, it's, she's insistent. You know, there have been times in my life where I think was too afraid to touch on, and not even touch on, but like really accept and integrate that that was my path, because it felt so powerful inside of me and also so joyful. Yeah. That in many ways, while I still didn't trust that that was okay for me, mm-hmm. I kind of pushed it away, but always music came back, art came back, everything came back to me. And then once I really stepped into it, there's moments where it's really strong. Like, I'm getting songs every day. I can't not write. Mm-hmm. And then there's moments where I'm meant to just live and experience. And that can be kind of challenging. You know, I'm not someone who is like, okay, well, I'm going to sit down every day and play guitar and this. Because I could, it just wouldn't feel as good.
Sure.
But for me, like last summer, I started having muse dates. Friend of mine, my friend River, actually wrote my bio for me, opened me up to this concept where I would say, okay, every morning I'm going to go outside, I'm going to make a special little beverage concoction, and I'm going to sit and I'm going to meditate and see what the muse has for me, what she wants to show me, and then I'm going to play guitar for like 11 minutes. Something really simple and doable so I could honor my word. And I hadn't written music in a while, and all of a sudden, as I said, okay, well, I'll be here every day. If you wanna come in and be involved, inspire me, and if not, I'll still just be here. It was a moment where I was really offering my devotion. And I started writing so much music, and it really opened something up for me. And so it's just allowing it's getting out of my own way and being available to my creativity, which I think comes from being open to my own joy. Being open to what moves me when I'm in hyperanalysis, when I'm in worry, when I'm in doubt, that can make it challenging. Like, there are songs that can come from moments of pain.
Absolutely.
And intensity. Mm-hmm. But it's like not counting on that. You know, I don't always want to wait for like heartbreak to write music.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So it's just an ever shifting relationship, I feel.
I love that. And I do not remember who the writer was, but they said, yes, I wait on inspiration to strike. Fortunately, inspiration strikes every morning.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely, like, crafting my whole life around my devotion to creativity community has really allowed it a lot more ease, and it comes to me far more easily.
I love that. That's gorgeous. And so, speaking of celebrating the muse of beauty and joy, how do you pray to the God of joy and pleasure as a spiritual path and sacrifice being overly serious and intense?
Ah, one of my favorite things. So for almost a year now, I've been doing a devotional with Venus. And it's been a really profound, transformative process for me, because I first opened up to it and I made an altar and I was kind of instructed on how to do it. It's kind of just give my opening bid to her and see if there was, a recognition of some kind. And it was this really profound moment because I was working a lot around my own concept of beauty and my own self-image, which I'd struggled with on and off my whole life. like really being able to enjoy and embody my own beauty and not stress about it. Cause also someone could be like, oh, but you're so beautiful. But I was like, but if I'm not able to enjoy it, then that would just be, that would be such a shame, wouldn't it? You know, if everyone else can enjoy it, but not me. And I remember I made this altar and I had this thought in the morning to just go take a walk and go buy flowers. And it was actually this really profound experience because I went to a grocery store and there were these roses, but they were like on their way out. They were about to die. And I was like, oh, do you ever like discount ones that are kind of on their way out? And they're like, no. And this horror washed through me as I realized they must throw them all away. Oh. And, you know, I ended up buying flowers and I went home and I set this whole altar up. And I realized as I was sitting there, I had this fear, all of these old stories around like, you know, when I was learning about Greek mythology in fifth grade, I was obsessed with it immediately because I love myth. I love storycraft. And she was the first goddess that like really called to me. And then as I got older, I was like, oh, well, I need to like Athena or Diana. Like I need to be taken seriously. And I'm so independent. I'm so strong. And those were what I really needed to hold on to. And I had this fear that like somehow I wasn't soft enough or beautiful enough or any of these things. And all that was present with me as I was sitting after I did this prayer, this fear of not being accepted. And I just got this moment because I had charged this glass of water up for her. And like the voice, I'm like sitting in my closet and I'm like, this is so silly. What am I doing? Like all these human thoughts. And then I just heard her go, you could drink. And so I got to like share in the water with her and I was writing a love letter to her afterwards. I'm like, you know, and if you ever don't want me to be your handmaid or whatever. And I literally felt my pen still and the voice came through so strong. It was like, I've accepted you. You're now my embodiment on earth. And I want to never again hear you talk about yourself that way because that actually disrespects me.
Yes. Yes.
And so that kind of started this process. So every Friday, Venus Day, I do what I call a hot girl walk, which you just walk and you look at like everything beautiful around you. Just really soak it in and take it in. And also just like be in the appreciation and like enjoyment of my own body. I buy flowers. I set up my altar. I pray. I make space. And it was like a month or so later, I was in New York and I was talking with my mom and with Rumor about this idea of like squandering my own beauty by not being in the appreciation of it. And I had this thought where all of a sudden I like was in New York. I was on the phone with Rumor and I passed by a bunch of roses and it was a Venus Day and I was going to buy some. And all of a sudden I was like, that was like the horror of the roses. That would be like me throwing them away if I were to not really soak this in. And so throughout this past year, I just feel like finally letting go of this part of myself that was so desperate to be like taken seriously and thought that the pursuit of pleasure and beauty and joy were frivolous or would get me judged or like that life couldn't be that good. And it's like all of these things that I feel like I need to do to earn that at some point.
Right.
But it's like, but when?
Yes.
When if not now?
Yes.
And so even playing into like the silliness and the ultra feminine, like they're like swinging totally the other way, trusting that's like, I know I'm smart. Mm-hmm. I know I'm really tough. Mm-hmm. I know I'm strong. I know I'm all these things. Like I don't have to prove myself.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So just like living into pleasure as the path forward.
Oof. That may be the title of this podcast. Oh my God. You've just given all of us permission. I was going to say all of us women. You've just given all of us permission to live.
Live deliciously.
Yes.
Honestly.
Live out loud.
It's funny as a woman too, because when I started shifting the way I even shared myself online, it's like with like a little more confidence, a little more like ownership of who I am and my beauty, it got a lot of pushback.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I think it's people who don't necessarily feel like they have permission to do that yet. Yeah. But I was thinking about how funny that was where all these industries are about like wellness and self-love and accept yourself and love yourself. But then in the face of a woman who's actually doing that, it's like, whoa,
that's not okay.
That's how dare you claim that you're beautiful? That's narcissistic. Which is just like, it's so funny because for me,
insecurity and humility are not synonymous.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because actually when I'm feeling the most insecure, I think is when I become more selfish, because I'm then wrapped up in A, my own worries and concerns and fears, and I'm comparing myself to other people. But when I'm in my overflowing confidence and just like absolute love and celebration of myself, what I want in those moments is to bring everyone into that and tell them, if I can get here, you can too.
And we're going to pause here just for a moment for a commercial break, and we'll be right back with Live Your Love.
Here's an exciting free offer from Alicia Das just for you. It's a phenomenal 3-hour course called Speaking from Spirit, which includes videos, exercises, meditations, and more. Clear your fears and limiting beliefs as you learn how to speak from spirit, not just about it in your own unique style. There's even an experimental meditation to bring forth divine messages. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com and use the code HEALTHYLIFE. That's spirit.aliciadas.com, code Healthy Life. Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course, Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
You know, my favorite quote on humility is not thinking less of yourself. It's thinking of yourself less.
Oof. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And when I feel confident, when I feel beautiful, when I feel embodied, when I'm in my sensuality, when I'm in my pleasure, is when I actually have so much spaciousness inside of myself. And it makes me just really want to love other people and share and be of service.
And being generous to other women. And empower everybody. But
just shine a light. I smile at someone. I have an amazing interaction with my cute barista that I see every day. And then we're just passing along that energy.
Exactly.
That brings me so much joy. And that is what I can do in my pocket of the world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. How do you balance, how do you prioritize being such a deeply, because I know you, how do you balance being such a deeply spiritual being with all the incredible distraction and glamour of the world of being human?
Yeah. Well, I think for me, I've integrated my spirituality into the humanness and embracing and accepting and loving my humanness, because I think for a while it was this I must be perfect. You know, you almost swing. I heard this once. Someone said, recovery is the thing you pass through on the way to the next extreme. So it's when I did USM.
Right.
I'd also come from doing Lakota ceremony. I'd done Vision Quest, and that was my first true spiritual initiation. And that's one in which it was so easy for me to be I must be perfect and strong and tough and do it great. And,
Yeah.
And then I was in USM and God, it was so soft and so beautiful and so profound. And at the same time, we were learning from people who had been doing this for decades. So then I'm hearing them talk about it, and I'm thinking to myself, I should immediately be like that.
Oh,
I should immediately know how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was only after, at the end of the third year, that I got another piece of information. This is like the amazing way that spirit works, from this book I read that really changed my life, by this author, Carolyn Lovewell, called Existential Kink. And the way it helped me reframe, it's an amazing book. The way it helped me reframe how I was still using all of these beautiful teachings as a way to self-flagellate, because I was trying to just be like perfect and loving all the time.
And spiritual.
Spiritual and loving, and oh, I'm always in my loving. I don't have any negative emotions, you know? And
right.
So what I learned, I really started going into this like shadowy integration space and just being like, now. So I was like, oh, okay. If I'm judging myself for having judgments, I'm spiraling myself down.
Yeah.
But if I'm like, oh, I still have judgments that I'm letting go of, and how human of me.
Mm-hmm.
That became my little catchphrase. How human of me. Oh my God, I'm jealous. Oh my God, I'm angry. I'm all these things. I'll just try and bring a lighthearted energy to it and go, oh, how divinely human of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I started really accepting and integrating my messiness, my silliness, like all these things that I had just, oh my God, just rejected for so long. And I finally found a path to wholeness, actually, by loving my embodiment.
Because
I think so much spirituality is about like freeing yourself from being attached to anything on earth. And I was like, look, I'm a human. I'm going to be attached. I feel very attached to the idea of the people in my life being healthy and okay and alive. I feel very attached to being healthy and alive myself. I feel very attached to so many things. And how do I not let that cause me unnecessary suffering?
Yes.
Because life is going to have some suffering. I actually think that's important.
Mm-hmm.
And where am I holding on to judgments in such a way that it's causing me extra unnecessary suffering?
Ooh. That's just gorgeously. I told you she was a poet. Did I not tell you she's a poet? Poetess. Absolutely. That was beautifully said. So eloquent. So, sweetie, just to talk a little bit about that initiation, that adult initiation of sorrow and suffering. You know, tell us about your process with your beautiful dad and how we can support you.
Oh, thank you. That's such a beautiful offer. Well, you know, it's interesting. It's an interesting counterpoint to anyone who might see the work I'm doing now as like frivolous or silly. And it's like, I don't need to prove to anyone that via my suffering that I deserve joy. But this process with my father has been so profound, like really depthful in a way I wouldn't have expected. And I think, look, losing a parent, having a parent who's ill, it's something we're all going to go through at some point. And it was rearranging my expectation of when that would happen, how that would happen. And for a while, it was really hard for me to look at it and be around. And then as things were changing and progressing, I just realized, like, how am I going to want to look back at this time and how I showed up? And so the first thing that I really did was just lean all the way into my grief.
Ooh,
and I think the fear around that is it feels like such a vast void and gulf. It's like, if I open this door, I will never be okay again. And instead, what I found is that grief comes in waves and phases. And so there's always a bottom to one particular pocket of it. And I had the support to be able to lean really far in and not only be able to accept and integrate what I was already losing, but this idea of becoming more okay with death in general.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I think we're so afraid of, especially parental mortality. Oh my God. It's like so intense. And so once I was able to really lean all the way into my grief and just like empty my container, by which I just mean like sobbing and howling like a little wounded animal with snot coming out of me. Like, there's always a bottom. to it. Yeah. And there's a peace in that. And what I was able to do once I cleared that out was actually be really present with everything I have.
Ooh.
And not so hyper-focused on what I was losing.
Yes.
And so my relationship with my dad now is so pure and so sweet. I think there's something really distinct about cognitive issues, mm-hmm. which is that someone becomes the most essential version of themselves.
Yeah.
And so there's such sweetness and so much love in the relationship with my dad.
Please do come right back after this commercial break.
Connection with an archangel can bring you greater balance, peace, and divine awareness. Now you can experience the joy when you connect to your own divine nature and discover which archangel you are most like. It's easy with a 60-second free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. You'll even receive a report and a video explaining your results. Visit angelquiz.aliciadas.com now. That's angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course, Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Remember, positive impact. www.healthylife.net.
And I mean, honestly, if I could have one cheat code, if I could offer one cheat code to like my whole life that I've realized,
yeah,
is whenever I have come up against something that feels like a fear that feels so deep, it's like, if I do this, I might die.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, actually not usually, 100% of the time, if I lean in all the way and just do whatever it is regardless, on the other side of that is the most profound freedom, joy, and bliss that I've ever felt in my life. In equal measure to the amount of fear I have.
Absolutely. I like, love that.
That's my cheat code that I would offer.
That's a fantastic cheat code. Because, you know, there's all the dictums of, oh, yeah, there's nothing to fear but fear itself. But it's
intense.
True. It is intense.
And that, like, loving yourself through that moment of being like, okay, yes. Might we die? Sure. Mm-hmm. But are we alive now and have like one tiny delicious life to like do as much as we possibly can? Like, absolutely.
Yeah.
So it's like, be afraid and do it anyways. There's nothing to fear, but it feels real in your cells. Mm-hmm. It's like, I will be, even small fears, I find if you trace them out and pull the thread, it's like, I will be abandoned.
Yes.
And I will die.
Exactly.
Even
exactly.
like, speaking up about something,
mm-hmm.
giving your partner feedback about something, like anything you have so much fear around, it yes. truly goes to a fear of death.
It really does.
It feels so life
really
or death.
Does.
So then when I hear friends of mine be like, oh, well, I know it's stupid to be afraid of this. I'm like, that's the first mistake right there. Yeah. Go, how human of me to be afraid.
Exactly.
Of course I'm afraid of this.
Yes.
It feels like I might die.
Right? Yes, and to give yourself empathy.
And understanding and approval.
Yes.
That's my first step now. If I'm feeling something that's really uncomfortable and I realize that part of me is like, I want to get out of this. I shouldn't be doing this. I'm like, I pause and I go, I radically approve of this obsessive thought pattern.
Yeah.
Me obsessing over this person calling me back. Whatever it is, you know, it's like, I'm like, I accept and radically approve of this part of me that is doing this thing.
I love that. I radically approve of. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's, I don't know how many times during this podcast I'm saying, that's incredible, that's beautiful, but it's really, you see why I love this girl? No, it's really true. And I, grief doesn't need a lot of time. It needs dedicated time. It needs fully immersed time. And then it moves through fast.
Well, and it tells you. It tells you its own cycle, and that's what's challenging about it. Like, it could hit you out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And that just is. That's the thing. It's one of those pillars in life. It just is.
Yeah.
And that's why where and when I can mitigate unnecessary suffering,
mm-hmm.
I try to. If I can give myself a break, if I can go easier on myself, if I can just be like, so treat myself like my little beloved precious baby, I will. I'll baby myself.
Yeah.
I'll go, oh, good for you.
Absolutely. Because then we were talking about beautiful, you know, beautiful women who are 100 or 90. And I was talking about my mother flirting to the end. And so there always is that precious inner child.
Absolutely.
To tinder with.
Totally.
Otherwise, she, you know, she's going to go out sideways and totally sabotage us at the most inconvenient moment.
Yeah. And I think for me, what's really cool is like a lot of these concepts seemed really vague.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'd hear something like, oh, inner child work, or oh, like be gentle with yourself. And I would go, but how?
Right.
Someone gave me very practical information about that. And so I think that's something that I've been really endeavoring to do is like literally carving out space where I can go, what do you want to do today? Like devoting time. That's why the Venus devotional has been so amazing. Cause on those days I'm like, I'll go buy flowers. I'm going to go get a foot rub. I'm going to get my nails done. I'm going to like lay outside. All my work was in the afternoon last week. So I just went to this little cafe where everyone is cool and gorgeous and cute. And it's like all the tables are faced outward like I'm in Europe. It's in Echo Park. And I just sat out in the sunshine wearing beautiful dresses and I knit every morning.
Oh.
So it's like if I'm not making music, it's like I go to a different kind of art.
Yes.
You know, and just switch my medium. And like that for that week was filling me up so much. So it's like I just actually carve out space to fill myself up with whatever it is that makes me happy.
Which, again, is just, it is a devotion. It is a spiritual practice.
Yeah.
So what is it, just to kind of, because I know our viewers are going to have this question, what's it like? Oh, but what you guys may not know is not only is this woman an insane singer, an incredible poet, a knitter, who knew? She's also acting.
Yeah.
I bet you are amazing. What's it like to follow in the footsteps of two ridiculously gifted individuals?
Well, of course, you know, I want to show up and I want to do it well. And I think I did kind of avoid it for 9 years because I wanted to individuate and have my own thing and I didn't want to do what they did. And now it's like, it feels like play for me. It's something that I was like, okay, well, the joyful calling of acting is so strong that whatever people have to say about it, whatever judgments arise externally, like, I don't care.
Exactly. Yes!
I just like don't really care anymore.
Love it.
And what I did was I was like, okay, well, and if I'm going to do it,
mm-hmm.
I want to be really good. Because my parents are good.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I want to like also honor it.
Right.
I don't want to just, Well, I'm a nerd and I love learning anyways. I love being in classes. I was saying I'm no longer doing any classes.
Oh, really, you're just really smart. I'm sure you could figure that out.
Oh, gosh. That is nerd. So I, in the beginning of the year, signed up at Lee Strasberg and started doing method acting classes. And it was just so fun to be in the exploration of it and, like, really get into the nitty gritty. Like, I had an amazing teacher who was talking about, you know, you use sensory work. Like, you're talking about discomfort or shame. And he was like, oh, like, doing a sensory exercise for, like, having a swarm of bugs around you. Or, like, all these different things. And I was like, oh, my God, how amazing. I would love nothing more than to go through each line of a script and, like, apply this to it. And this, so for me, I was like, oh, actually, this is a joy.
And we're going to pause just for a few moments for a commercial break, and we'll come right back to Live Your Love.
Here's an exciting free offer from Alicia Das just for you. It's a phenomenal 3-hour course called Speaking from Spirit, which includes videos, exercises, meditations, and more. Clear your fears and limiting beliefs as you learn how to speak from spirit, not just about it in your own unique style. There's even an experimental meditation to bring forth divine messages. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com and use the code HEALTHYLIFE. That's spirit.aliciadas.com, code Healthy Life. Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
You have too little time to shop, so try Farm Fresh to You. They deliver organic food the way nature intended, delivered straight to your home or office, economically. Visit our web advertiser page and click on Farm Fresh to You now.
Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course, Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
My willingness to be hurt and be disappointed is an equal measure to my willingness to be delighted and surprised. And so the feminine, for me, the power of that is, like, I hear so many people talking about, like, dating or about the world, and they're like, well, there's no good people. Men in LA suck, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm like, oh my God, wow, you're really, like, creating your own reality,
yes,
right? So,
yes.
And so even in the face of, like, oh, things that tap on the oldest wounds I have about lovability, desirability, all these things, I'm like, what a bountiful, gorgeous world I live in with so many beautiful, interesting people and potential lovers and experiences. And that was heart. Yeah. And there were, like, a few things in a row where spirit really wanted me to just, like, get these old lessons. And I was like, oh, the strength that it takes to stay soft. Mm. And that is feminine power to me.
Absolutely. That's just beautiful. It's a dance between making it happen and allowing it to happen.
Yeah. Absolutely. And it's like, it delights me to no end to be, as my friend and I call it, and Rumor and I call it, being a sexual scientist.
Nice. Nice.
It's all an exploration and an experiment.
Yes. A sexual scientist. I'm going to be a sex. Can I be a sexual scientist?
Everyone can. Everyone.
Beautiful. We're now initiating you into being a sexual scientist as well, if you would like to be.
Absolutely. So looking at everything with curiosity, openness, and delight. Ooh, all it takes.
I love it. Sign me up.
Yeah.
Shall we go into a meditation?
Yes, I would love to.
All right, beloved. So just open your heart and all of your senses, including your spiritual senses. And again, just taking in a deep breath and letting out letting it out with a sigh of pleasure. Yeah, it's beautiful. And another deep breath in and just connecting to the magic of life. As you exhale, that magic amplifies all through you. One more breath and breathing in love. And as you exhale, breathing that light, just seeing your breath tinged with light. Just keep breathing in love and light and breathing out love and light, amplifying the loves, the light, and our beautiful flag. And just be aware of any parts of you that up until now have felt like you have to be a certain way. You must be serious, staid, that you must be adherent to an old paradigm of intensity. Maybe of drama. And just be aware of where that might be in your body. Might be in the soles of your feet, where you've stomped around as a toddler or as an adult. Might be in your head, in your heart, your deepest secret hurt, wherever that place is that is just bound, not allowing yourself to fully experience pleasure and the delight of life. Be aware of where that is in your body. And just place both your hands out in front of you. And just be aware of what it feels like to touch someone you love. Could be your child or a pet or your lover. Could be yourself. Be aware of the incredible love in your hands going to that precious wood. When I feel tingling in your hands. When you really feel that, take and turn your hands around and place them on that part in your body and just soak up that love. Really give yourself permission to now receive your own loving. Maybe it even feels a little illicit. Good. Just open and receive that love. And know that Spirit's hands are upon your hands, amplifying that loving and the healing. Take in a deep breath and receive that love of Spirit of you. Really receive that miraculous healing. Now just be aware of that part gazing at you with wide eyes, trusting eyes, eyes full of love, and a little bit of curiosity and a lot of hope. Now, just take your arms and give yourself, that part of you and all of you, the biggest hug. Really soaking in God, Goddess's love, the love of Venus. Hearing it extend to that part and all through you now. Fully integrating that part of you. Bringing her into you, welcoming her in, him in, maturing up that part, that you might fully be open to receive the pleasure and the principle of the joy of life. What if Spirit said to you, simply two words, only two words, and what if those words were, enjoy me? Would you say yes? So right now, go ahead and say yes out loud.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, our beloved listeners, don't think we didn't hear you not say that out loud. So stay it out loud right into the shared space. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes to life. Yes to pleasure. Yes to love. A big yes to living and loving out loud. One last deep breath together, heart to heart, soul to soul, breathing in all the love present. And as you exhale out loud, just an open thought. May this be so. Blessed be and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Is there anything you want to add?
I love you. Thank you so much for attending and listening. What a joy.
Oh, beautiful.
So much fun.
And we're going to pause just for a few moments for a commercial break, and we'll come right back to Live Your Love.
Connection with an archangel can bring you greater balance, peace, and divine awareness. Now you can experience the joy when you connect to your own divine nature and discover which archangel you are most like. It's easy with a 60-second free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. You'll even receive a report and a video explaining your results. Visit angelquiz.aliciadas.com now. That's angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
See straight and save. These days, everyone seems to see things differently. But from your eyes, you can see straight and save. Right now, get glasses online at 70% off at Glasses USA. There's a 100% guarantee, too, on top brand men, women, multifocal, and even prescription sunglasses. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Glasses USA, and you will see straight and save.
Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
Uplifting talk. HealthyLife.net.
So, Scout LaRue Willis, Spotify everywhere. Absolutely beautiful. So thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you so much.
Thank you
for having me. What a joy.
Such a joy. Such an incredible treat. Really, truly. And I have an amazing surprise for you for next month. I don't even know if you know this.
No.
Next month, guess who is joining us on Live Your Love?
Who?
Rumor Willis.
Yay! Oh.
Yes. So seriously, so they were both going to join this show, yeah. And then that was just way too much to have them join together. And I had a guest already. In fact, I have several guests lined up for the next several months, and the next guest asked to move.
Great.
So Rumor's going to be joining us for next month.
Amazing.
So you must join for that as well. Again, Scout LaRue Willis on Spotify and everywhere, live shows, Insta. Love you so much.
Love you so much. Thank you.
Yes, of course. We love you. Live your love, and we'll see you next week. Bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you.